Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, my name is Nick.
We are the Pop Culture Rejects, and
Welcome to our crappy podcast.
this is our first podcast, dated May
May
29th,
29th,
2010.
Our first plan for this podcast was to watch Ghost Whisperer. We gave up 23 minutes into the episode. I'll give you the gist of the show. Apparently, Jennifer Love Hewitt and her grandmother can talk to the dead. Somebody comes back from Vietnam and they've died. I don't know how the ghost got from Vietnam and dying there to here, unless that's explained later, but like I said, we gave up. So she talks to the dead, and we don't know how it ends. All I know is it's horrible, and it lasted 107 episodes. And we
I
have
don't
lost
know.
faith in all humanity.
Honestly, I didn't know it was on.
She did not know it was on the air until just recently. She's like, well, when
I
has it
was.
been on? It's been on for 5 years.
I still know. Honestly, I was okay. So here's my story, because you had to come over and watch
I had to
the
watch
you
one
had to
episode.
watch the episode with me,
Oh,
and then
Christ.
you were like, "Yeah, I've seen this show. It's terrible." And so I was watching TV at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I turned the channel, and and I'm like, it's like the Wii channel, and I'm like, what is this?
You're like, Snapped isn't on. What is this
Yeah,
program?
I was looking for wives killing their husbands, but no. Instead, I've got Jennifer Love Hewitt walking around in some giant red coat, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then they show the cast, and they're like, okay, so it's got like Giancarlo Esposito on it. He plays Gus on Breaking Bad. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I look, some more. Aaron Paul. Well, fuck, he plays Jesse on Break. Well, so they're both on Breaking Bad, so I have to watch stuff. I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna watch this. So I go out in the other room and I proceed to watch this episode of Ghost Whisperer. I've never seen it. I'm aware of the show, sort of. I mean, I'm aware of Jennifer Love Hewitt. I've seen, I Know What You Did Last Summer and Hardly Wait. Heartbreakers, as we were talking about, what is a good movie. But so I'm watching Ghost Whisperer, never ever seen it before. Didn't realize it had been on for 5 years. It's a CBS show to me. I'm just kind of like, yeah, all right, CBS, Two and a Half Men, How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory. Okay, I watch those. That's cool,
So the
right?
last time I watched CBS, it was a little show they called Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
It was in its third season, and apparently this lady decided, you know what? I just happen to be around when all these murders are happening. I'll write about it. That's my
So,
all
like
experience.
1984,
All
then.
right, 1984. I was a
Yeah.
year old.
Yeah, you're
I had
watching.
not yet learned to
Yeah,
speak.
okay.
I'm like,
I
wait
think
a
that's
second.
more
I know
believable
this
if I
lady.
was doing it,
I know this lady from Mary Poppins. Or no, whatever she's from. No, Bedknobs
Yeah, Bedknobs and
and
Broomsticks. It's a
Broomsticks.
good
I know her
movie.
from this. That's what I experienced with CBS. So you have your experience with Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, so I'm watching Ghost Whisperer. I record it because I'm like, well, this might be. I think this is gonna be a keeper. So I record it and I watch it. And so I don't know. I forget. I think the episode is called Fury. And what happens is it's Giancarlo Esposito. He plays this guy. He's very angry. He's trying to suck the soul out of the mayor at the beginning. What the fuck is going on? I was like, who is that? And I was like, oh my God, that's Gus from Breaking Bad. And I was like, so I was watching it, and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Aisha Tyler, I don't know, she's like, oh my God, I gotta help him or some shit. I don't know. And then I guess we find out he was victim of a racially motivated crime. And they go to a flashback, 70s. He's got like this, cool afro. And he's actually being killed by Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse on Breaking Bad. So yeah, I just think somebody should post that as the season 3 finale, because got
You see, I.
sideburns. But this show, I mean, honestly, even though with that, it was still awful. Like, it was just terrible. Like, I couldn't hardly sit through it. It was bad. Even with that, it was just terrible. And really, Jennifer Love Hewitt, seriously, what the hell? She was wearing like She's wearing giant, like, coats, and she was wearing, like, a tutu or something. With, like, it was so bad. I don't know what to say. I mean, it was just, I can't believe it's been on. It was on for 5 years. Yeah, you're like, it was just canceled. I'm like, yeah. And I don't, 107 episodes, seriously?
I can give you my experience with the show. Considering my mother likes to watch it, because that was one of the only channels that would come in on her television. Antenna. I know that if it's a second or third season, Aisha Tyler's in it, and all I know is at the end of the episode, she doesn't know. Oh, spoiler! Spoiler, I hope I didn't spoil the show, but if you're going to be dumb enough to watch the entire series, you deserve to be spoiled and drawn and quartered.
Were you just
Aisha
like
Tyler
not
dies!
Even know it was on.
I didn't even know it was on. Aisha Tyler dies, but she doesn't know she's dead. That's the big twist reveal at the end, is that she's dead, because apparently she thinks that her husband or boyfriend or something, again, I watched this thing 3 or 4 years ago in passing. She dies, but she doesn't know she's dead. She thinks her husband or boyfriend, whoever it is, dies. And I guess Melinda, Jennifer Love Hewitt there, couldn't bring herself to say, you know what, you're dead. So they ripped off Sixth Sense in this TV show. I'm guessing. Again, I saw the episode once. That's the only episode I'd seen until I watched the Breaking Bad.
The Breaking Bad
show.
Ghost Whisperer.
The Breaking Bad pre-union show.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's.
So I never
seen
it.
I don't know. That's just that's funny to me that they would both of them would be in an episode together, and that Aaron Paul would be killing Giancarlo Esposito. I just thought that was funny.
The
episode was terrible.
The worst television shows tend to get many, 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 many episodes. Wings, how many years was that on? It was on 23 years.
Really?
It was on longer than
serious?
Law and Order. It was. Oh, Thomas Hayden Church, he made...
Oscar nominee.
He made that movie, or he made that television show. He made Sideways. He did, what was he nominated
Spider-Man
for?
Spider-Man
3. He did Spider-Man, and then he killed himself. Prove it. Disprove it.
I can't.
I want you to disprove
it
right now.
You know why? Because I didn't know Ghost Whisperer was a show.
He had his head caved in by a helmet.
By Sandra
Oh, the most emotionless. I can't tell if she's crying, happy, or overjoyed. Anyway.
You have a point.
I do.
I don't know. I've never
Wait,
really...
Wait, hold on. Oh, well, that brings...
I don't know. Maybe we should watch Grey's Anatomy next.
No, because I had to watch the entire second season of Grey's Anatomy on mute.
I'm sorry. I watched the episode where the chick was supposed to die.
Yeah,
she
saw that
die.
One. She didn't die. She floated in the water for 3 days. She was a big ice cube.
I don't know. I tried to watch, like, the first couple episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and it was okay, and then I don't know.
Okay.
I liked Patrick Dempsey better when he was in Camp.
I can remember that. I've only seen that movie on a promo on HBO airing immediately before movie with Winona Ryder.
Welcome. Reality Bites?
No. Wasn't it like,
Welcome Home, Roxy Carmichael.
That's the one.
That was a pretty good movie.
Well, I didn't see the movie, but I remember that there was a preview of him driving a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Can't Buy Me Love. That's what I remember about
it's
that.
A pretty...
The 80s are a blur. I did so much coke.
Yeah. When you were like 5.
I did. I had to have something to do.
Yeah.
There was kindergarten. There was gifted class. There was coke. There was heroin.
Yeah.
That's the 4 things you go through.
Yeah. Not for me,
okay.
But...
So the basis of this podcast is supposed to be Ghost Whisperer. We're going to go on
talk about whatever.
We're going to go on a few different topics
because
Ghost Whisperer sucked that bad.
It's bad. I couldn't watch. It was I think it was my idea to turn off.
Well, there's not even a so bad it's good because there are television shows that you can watch and they're so bad it's good. No, this was just bad. I'm picking plot holes in the first 3 minutes of the first episode because I tend to do that.
I can't even be critical. I just want to say it's bad. It's bad. Like we went and looked up what Jennifer Love Hewitt had been in, and
okay.
I'm
gonna bring it up again,
yeah,
just
okay,
since we have it here. Let's discuss. Let's look at Jennifer Love Hewitt's career.
I was talking about Heartbreakers.
All condolences to her because she will be dead soon.
Yeah,
because
well,
she's making a movie called Dead Whisper. I'm just gonna curious. Let's pull it up
well,
on IMDb.
I mean,
And see what Dead Whisperer is about.
Seriously, in all honesty, I really did like Heartbreakers. I thought it was really with her and Sigourney Weaver. They play mother-daughter con artists and Gene Hackman and Ray Liotta. I mean, I think it's a really funny, really good.
There is no information about this movie.
Well, that's because it's on, like, IMDb Pro.
Okay, let's view the preliminary cast for Deadwood. Okay, let's see. We have... Oh, for subscribers only. Well, fuck you, IMDb Pro. I'm not paying because I don't care that much. I will find it in Variety free.
What did I say? I said we kind of did like a little practice podcast before, and I believe I said while we were trying to watch the episode, I said, I'd rather be watching I Know What You Did Last Summer because at least Ryan Phillippe tries to choke her in that movie. And it's pretty convincing. It actually is. I think so.
Party of Five. 99 episodes.
And I said, what? Seriously?
This woman, she exists to be on television shows that last long enough to make it to syndication, except for Time for Your Life. Glad it was a spinoff.
I don't know. I did see Camp. Yeah.
She did 107 episodes of Ghost Whisperer. She was on 2 episodes of American Dream. 19 episodes. Time for Your Life. That's all it lasts.
More than, wow. I think that's more than my so-called life, so...
Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, I used to watch that. Fergie.
She was the producer on Ghost Whisperer for 83 episodes, and the executive producer for 10. It says that she got extra money.
Did she get any awards for Ghost Whisperer?
Probably...
Razzie? No, you can't get this.
Probably not the award for Miss Gunfire. Okay, let's see. Awards for Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. The Saturn Award, I know, is something. She won in nominated in 2010 for Best Actress, and 2009. She won in 2008 and 2007, Saturn Award for Best Actress, Best Actress, in 2006 she was nominated. The Blockbuster Entertainment Awards, which they don't do anymore. She won. Hold on, wait a second. She won and was nominated for 2 awards. 1998, won Blockbuster Entertainment Award for Favorite Female Newcomer. And she was nominated for the Favorite Actor Horror. There's a reason why these awards don't exist. Kids' Choice Award. She won for... In 2003, the Favorite Female Butt Kicker. I'm going to look for anything that actually matters. People's Choice Award, she was just nominated. Yeah. TV Land, Teen Choice, Young Artist. It's anything. Oh, apparently she's won nothing that's ever mattered. Unless you count the Saturn Award.
I don't know. I mean, in all, like I said, Christ.
I managed to never see that movie. That's one of many movies in my life I've never seen. And I would advise that anyone listening watches a movie. It's a beautiful movie from the mid-1990s called Carpool. With Daniel Pizer, Tom Arnold, and a few kid actors.
I don't know. I did see it. I saw it in the theater.
I saw it on... I wore the tape out, that movie.
I don't remember it. I've only seen it the once.
They have a song at the end. Tell Mom all about it.
At least I can say I saw it in the theater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some of us didn't get to throw it at a theater, and we had a video. VCR.
Fine. Sorry.
Oh, I saw Pretty Woman in the theater. I saw Nine Months in the theater.
I saw 9 months twice in the theater, so fuck you.
Fair enough. Well, I saw Pretty Woman for $1.
All right.
And then she laughed. Yeah, because she was a whore. Pretty Woman. What are the movies? What were our other plans? To eventual podcast that we may do. If this one is a success.
I personally don't think it's been so bad. I think we've actually done some okay discussion.
So far.
We talked about Ghost Whisperer.
Take a guess how long we've gone so far. And all those who have listening who have made it this far.
I'm going to go with 15 minutes.
You are exactly right. 14 minutes and 31 seconds.
Awesome. All right. Well, we talked about the episode that I watched. And I...
You watched more of it than I did.
I watched a whole episode.
I watched the very end with the word cracker and a guy had his head caved in with a lamp or something.
Well, okay, so here's what happened in the episode. I talked about how the Giancarlo Esposito character, he was a victim of the racial crime and he was trying to suck the soul out of the mayor, and they said the mayor was the... They had kind of swept it under the rug, and then they went flashback. There was, like, I don't know, 5 different scenes of, like, Aaron Paul's character trying to... killing Giancarlo Esposito. And I think what happened was, yes, didn't do it by accident.
Well, you didn't reveal it until you saw the dead nurse. This is what I remember.
Right, right. They saw the
dead nurse
the
going, honey, I remember
dead
what
nurse,
happened.
And then they showed him.
We gotta keep ourselves pure.
They showed him in the hospital, like, all bloody. And I'm like, obviously. Yeah, you know, he's always in the fucking hospital, always being beaten up, and nothing ever changes. It's like foreshadowing or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And, I don't know. I kinda,
and so the mayor
I kinda,
at the end.
I really the
mayor.
Whole. I was just kind of like distracted by Jennifer Love Hewitt and her like her wardrobe. Her like she was wearing a tutu. I was seriously.
She wears a tutu in one scene. The next scene, she's wearing a picnic apron. Next season, the next scene, she's wearing a fur coat.
I was just like seriously with the show. I mean, yeah.
They gotta save money somewhere, and it's on wardrobe. Everybody else wears dated costumes. She's wearing ones that they've scavenged from other productions.
I don't know. I just... Yeah.
Ghost
Whisperer. We tried to watch the pilot, and it had Wentworth Miller from a Prison Break fame. And we talked about Prison Break.
Oh, look, he has short hair in this one, too. Gee, I wonder when it was shot.
And I was like, yeah, I've never seen that show. So, there's a show called Prison Break. No.
There was. We should get into it. I wonder how it ends.
Yeah, pretty
spoiler, somebody dies. I forget who it was.
I think it was Robin.
I preferred her in End of Day. You never saw End of Day. I advise you rent it immediately.
I did see Empire Records, so she's in that. She shaves her head.
I advise you rent End of Days. And while you're at it, rent End of Days and Virus.
I've seen Outbreak.
No, rent Virus with
Jamie Lee Curtis,
okay. The man, right. Have yourself some
Speaking of which, I was
Have
watching...
yourself some Activia yogurt.
Yeah, I was watching True Lies the other day, like on AMC.
With Tom Arnold, who was in Carpool.
And Bill Paxton.
Who was in some show
Big
I never
Love.
Watched. I preferred him when he was in that Tornado film that they called Tornado.
Where they have the ride at Universal.
They do. Where they have. Well, it's not so much a ride.
Somehow
as
we've gone from Ghost Whisperer to talk about Twister.
Because I enjoy Twister more.
I do too. I've seen it like seen it like 20 times.
I saw it in the theater.
In the theater like 3 times.
I saw it in the theater one time, front row with speakers right in front of me. With
well, seriously, it was only like $3 to see it like in 1996.
I don't remember how much it cost. I just remember I enjoyed it so much.
You'd have to see it like, it'd be like $20 to see it now.
Now, I remember the one scene thing I was...
They should have...
The one thing
Twister, the cowl's coming at you. Bill Paxton.
The one thing I did not... I remember from the trailer and not seeing it in the movie was the tire piercing the windshield. But you didn't see the cowl in the trailer.
You know... Yeah, I don't... If I should bring this up, because what a big dork I am.
Go ahead, go for it. Too late now.
I guess you've already said it.
I'm not editing it. I've already opened the door.
Well, actually, in one of the podcasts for Breaking Bad, they talked about the scene in Twister, and I think in the episode, I think it's in the Phoenix episode, where he goes to do the meth deal, and at the motel, and they show the tire go towards this. They said that they stole that floor for Twister.
What a fucking nerd!
I know!
Well, there's also the Howard Dean scream. That's in an episode of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we're not talking Breaking Bad's for tomorrow.
No, okay,
Sunday,
okay.
Look, Sundays are tomorrow.
Okay,
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday night is for Breaking Bad.
Okay.
We can introduce it. We need to have little bits and pieces because we don't
know
where we're going. We don't know where we're going. We are the pop culture reject. She knows names. She knows actors of things they've never been in.
Yeah.
She knows how many pieces of toilet paper they used to wipe. She knows all this assorted facts.
I know about
I don't know.
I can tell Nick about like how the awards process works, how the Emmys work, how the Oscars work. It's
and I can just stare and go.
And you say what?
What is this show?
Where has this gotten you in your life? And I say,
No. What did you win a few years ago?
I won like $50 for Jacksonville paper. Well, whatever it is, I predicted that Adrian Brody would win the Oscar.
Him and his nose.
Yeah, for the penis.
Then his nose looks like a penis. Then he would,
no, I was
he would
like,
be banned from going on SNL
like,
ever again.
Well, you know, because I went to see that movie and I thought it was really good. That was kind of my thing.
I think what's the last movie I saw? Actually, if you count the last movie I watched, Religulous, the one before that, Hangover. Only watched the last hour of it, but that's all I needed to see. See them at the end.
I saw Heather Graham
pull a titty out. I was happy. I had that going for me. She's feeding the baby. You know what? You gotta take it where you can get it. She ain't doing Boogie Nights anymore.
Well, she's not doing License to Drive anymore, because,
Yeah, it'll be License to Drive. Okay, hold on. License to Drive the hearse. More like As we record this, we have also just learned that Mr. Easy Rider, Mr. Crash,
Speed. Where's the second season? But you're like, and you informed me it was the third season.
The third, they never made the
Crash.
Third season of Crash because Dennis Hopper has crashed his soul into an abutment.
And yes,
that motherfucker is dead.
And so is Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman's dead. Gary Cole is probably dead.
Brittany Murphy's dead. Her husband's dead. Who else is dead? I don't know.
So many actresses and actors have died recently. And yet, you know who still lived? That one lady from Different Strokes.
I don't know.
Rhea Perlman? No, not Rhea Perlman. Whatever her name
Danny
is.
Danny DeVito? Oh, no.
He was never in Different Strokes.
No. You said Rhea Perlman, so I thought of Danny DeVito.
No, Charlotte Ray.
Rita from Dexter.
Yeah,
that's,
so many
that's your fault for reading the spoiler on that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I managed for the entire fourth season of Dexter to not watch it, and it just happened to be in a passing review. And again, if you haven't
it was probably...
If you haven't watched the fourth season of Dexter, A, what is wrong with you? B, what is wrong with you? And C, Rita's fucking dead!
And John Lithgow killed her. And he acted like Dick from Third Rock to
I
the
managed
Sun when
to
he
go,
didn't.
I managed to go... Acting! I managed to go the entire season without knowing what happened at the end. I knew John Lithgow was in it.
You knew he was naked?
I knew he was naked. That was as much as I knew, and that's all I needed because that went in the smank bag. That was all I needed to know.
And I didn't tell you.
You didn't!
You came to my house for Christmas, I could have said...
Guess what happened? Rita died.
Guess what happened? It was all over the fucking internet. Seriously.
Right. Then this foot would have gone three toes.
It was like
right in
there
your
was
box.
Like 5,000 posts about it, like an hour after.
I avoided everything like that.
People were like, "Oh God, I'm done with the show." Seriously.
I managed to avoid that, and yet just in some passing, I think I don't even know how I read it, but it just happened to be some post or some maybe Entertainment Weekly something following Rita's death. Well, fuck. My exact reaction was I yelled.
You cried a little.
I cried a little. I punched the wall. And then I watched the fourth season to fully enjoy it. Dexter, that's a good show. And I don't even have Showtime. I'm a pirate. I had Showtime, but apparently
they decided to
discontinue.
They
gave
honestly,
it to me free for 3 months
honestly,
and I didn't watch
network.
It.
It's a shitty network. I mean, they show... Like,
you know why it's a shitty network. They have a competing network coming out called Epic. Paramount, MGM, and I forget one of the movie studios, Warner Brothers, pulled out. That's why Showtime has 4 movies to show.
They have, like, everything.
Right, basically, they can show...
They show, like, Shark versus the Giant Octopus or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're going to end up showing... they're going to bring back that movie, that show with Cheryl and Finn. They need to.
Bring back Resurrection Boulevard or something.
We've got nothing left.
Like, I don't know. I mean, actually, Showtime puts on pretty good. They do put out United Tara and Nurse Jack.
I have the DVDs. I need to watch them.
Both very good shows. Dexter, obviously. I hear Brotherhood is good. I don't know if it's still on.
I need to catch up on these shows. I watch a lot of British. I'm happier with waiting 5 hours. I'm a fan of the Doctor Who show.
Yeah.
And you have managed to watch
Zero, which is probably for the best.
I didn't even... Well, come on, I
like,
didn't
what's
even...
Doctor Who? Oh, he travels around in a fucking box.
Seriously, I know about Doctor Who. I just...
Do you, really?
Yeah, I do.
What do you know about?
I know it's a show. Fuck you. I know it's a show. I haven't watched it.
About? About the Doctor? He makes house calls?
Yeah, it's called House.
It's called House. Apparently
it
he has a
kid. Laurie, he's British, right?
Yeah,
he abuses Vicodin.
And the doctor has a cane and a drug problem.
It's got the chick that was in Rebecca's that was walled up. Yeah, that's yeah.
I think he...
And the guy that was in Higher Learning and he like raped some chick or something.
I think you would you may or may not like.
Well, no, wait. In Doctor Who, the one in a couple episodes, wasn't it the it was like Billy the one chick that's in Confession or the
Billy Piper.
Piper.
She was in the first. Well,
she's
in the first.
She made
three
the
seasons.
The Secret Diary of a Call Girl, which
right.
I actually kind of like. The first I watched like the first.
Now, if you see her on Doctor Who, go do the Secret Diary and then come back to Doctor Who. She forgets how to do Rose's, her character on Doctor Who is Rose, how to do her voice. Something happens with her teeth. So she sounds like she's like a walrus trying to speak with a lisp. It's an odd thing, and you can't, once you notice it, you can't unnotice it. But see, Doctor Who is a kid's show, therefore she couldn't do any of the naughty stuff. She goes on the Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
She's Belle and...
Belle, Hannah, she does the naughty stuff, and then it's like, wow, that's nothing like the real person. The acne scarred lady supposed to be. The covered. Secret Diary.
Maybe all
we've gone all over the place. We've gone from Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, we've
this,
gone.
But to be fair, that's what you would do. I really wanted to search and I did not get a chance. I wanted to see what else was premiered that night the Ghost Whisperer premiered.
Look, well, we can talk about other stuff.
I'm trying to look. I want to keep this initial podcast within the a matter of listening around 30 minutes. We've already gone 27.
Okay.
I'm going to get it around 30.
Gotcha.
So hopefully those of you who listened, I say thank you. If you didn't listen, well, fuck off. Obviously, you're not going to hear
it. We talked about all kinds of shit here.
We talked about all kinds of shit. Apparently, I told you the secret of the secret.
We talked about, we spoiled Dexter.
I spoiled Dexter. I talked about my drug habit.
When you were five.
My non-committal nature to religion.
We did talk about Ghost Whisperer, though. We talked about the one the Breaking Bad Ghost Whisperer.
Well, I tried to find Dead Whisperer, and apparently
and
it doesn't exist.
And then we tried to talk about the pilot with the guy from Prison Break, yeah. Which we've never seen Prison Break. Link.
Hold on. Okay, I'm just... Before
okay.
I do this. Jennifer Love Hewitt auditioned for the role of Trish Jones in Mallrats. How different her career could have gone if she had been the one... Is that the one that...
Is that Joey Lauren Adams? I think it is. No.
No, she probably would have been...
Was that
the young girl that got banged underage?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I have the movie there.
Yeah,
look.
I haven't watched it in a while.
Let's see. What was the character?
Trisha? Yeah, no, I think it is. It's the one who made the documentary.
Renee Humphrey, yeah. Yeah, because Joey Lauren Adams. Well, I'm glad that she didn't get that. Because she would be so obscure. Okay, apparently I can't look it up right now. Where the show went or what premiered at that time. I will also advise if you
I don't know. We'll,
ever
we'll
going,
say that Arrested Development.
Sure, why not? If you're ever
nobody was watching it, so
you never know. If you're ever gonna watch Ghost Whisperer, heavy alcohol consumption is required. Or else you will sit and you will watch a show with a very critical eye and you'll go, obviously these ghosts are retarded because they can't cross the other side. She has to come over in her check gingham dress, bobble her tits around a second, and go, I can send you to the other side. And then the devil comes over.
Yeah, but you looked it up, and I was like, seriously, 10 million people? Come on!
Those are the ones that on Friday night are shut-ins. They're shut-ins, they have nothing
well,
to do.
Well,
all
right, so those who
that's the ones
show...
that have died, and the television was on CBS, 10 million people were killed by this show. This show beats cancer and heart disease as the major killer in America of people.
Honestly,
you can't disprove
it. I didn't realize it was a show till last week.
How did you miss it?
I don't
know. He's like, I live and die by my DVR.
I was aware of it.
My mother liked to watch it, so I knew all of it.
I happened upon the one episode and
nominated for 4 primetime Emmys. Another
just,
3
that's
wins.
That's just a shame right 14, there.
14. Trivia. See what they say about it.
Yeah, since we're trying to keep this about Ghost Whisperer. We've talked about Jennifer Love.
Oh, dear God, you were right. Because you mentioned this on the episode.
Did I?
When we were watching the, it was like, that place looks familiar. The show is filmed entirely on the Super Universal Studios backlot in Hollywood. The town square is the same central place that was used in the Back to the Future trilogy.
Yes, I was right. One episode,
oh,
bitches.
Lord.
One episode, bitches!
Okay, all right, but here's the part that's going to make you just end it.
Okay.
Subsequently, Tom Wilson, who plays Biff Tannen, has also been known to pop up now and again on the show.
He's on Big Love. He was on episode Psych.
World-renowned psychic James Von Fogg served as a consultant during some of the shows in the second season. And they also showed him as a consultant in the first season as a producer. James Von Prague. Cesar Millan, also known as a dog whisperer, featured a couple.
So your consensus on this?
Here's my consensus of the show as we bring this particular podcast to a close.
We need to keep it.
We need to keep it limited, just because
we've gone over. We've talked about all kinds of.
We've overshot our target. Ghost Whisperer. 3 words. I hate this show. I don't ever want to watch it again. I hope they take away Jennifer Love Hewitt's
sad card.
You're gonna
set your DVR on fire.
No, because I have some damn good shows on there.
Okay.
That are not being sullied by the space that Ghost Whisperer was taking up. So we could watch.
I'm glad I didn't save it on. I'm glad I was.
Your DVR would delete itself.
It probably would. I was watching How I Met Your Mother instead.
Jennifer Love Hewitt should have her SAG card taken away. Cameron Manheim should have any Emmy nominations that she had for The Practice rescinded.
I didn't even get to see that.
And Aisha Tyler, she has nothing to do with it. She needed to make money. I understand.
She's okay because she was cool on The Soup and.
Exactly. All right, well, that's enough for the Pop Culture Rejects today for, what is
for
it,
our,
May?
For our first episode.
For our first podcast.
I think it's okay.
Hopefully we have some more. I don't know if we will, but if we don't.
I think we will.
The worst to worst, I might make them on my own. We're going to have one for the Emmys. And
whenever, and it's just going to be me talking.
When are the Emmys come on?
In August.
In August. Well, by August.
The nominations are out. Like.
Oh.
We can talk about. We can do 2. I mean, I don't know. We'll just have to play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear, just like Marley Matlin does. All right, that's enough of our podcast. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for sitting through this for 33 minutes and almost, wait, no, 34 minutes. We'll call it a day. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you at some point in the future. Bye bye now.